Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
9:43, 17 till 10, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined now by our friend Walter Dublane, Associate Professor of Economics and Finance at my alma mater, UNO, I'm proud to say. How you doing, Dub?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
You got class today or not?
I have a class tonight, yes.
Tonight, okay. Let's talk about pharmacy benefit managers and what's going on with the legislature and what's likely to happen.
Yeah, unfortunately, this is a tough one, Tommy. Well, PBMs, or pharmacy benefit managers, are the middlemen between the health plans, the insurance companies, Blue Cross, United, and the manufacturers of drugs, and the pharmacies. And so the PBMs, the manufacturers, negotiate with the pharmacies for a certain price. The PBMs negotiate with the health plans for what price that the health plans are going to pay, and they negotiate with the pharmacies for how much they're going to get paid. So they're in the middle of the whole, pretty much every drug deal, and you know, they have a lot of power, and they're also completely, nobody knows what they do, nobody what prices they charge. None of the people involved know what anybody else is doing. All they know is their own negotiations with the PBM. That does create the possibility, and the particular deal that the governor and the legislature were looking at was that one of the three big pharmacies, there's really three PBMs that control 80% of the market, is also the company that owns CVS pharmacies. And so their concern is, with this pharmacy benefit manager somehow steer all of its customers for the insurance companies to CVS, because they make money if you buy it from CVS instead of buying it from Walgreens. So that kind of market share was one of the main issues that came up. There are several others, but that's kind of the one that's got the most attention.
So what is the state doing? The state's trying to take a contract away from CVS or something? Is that what's going on?
Well, they're simply saying that a PBM should not be owning pharmacies, which, again, you know, there's three big PBMs out there, and CVS is the only one that owns pharmacies. The other ones have other problems in that they, for instance, all three of them are connected to some health plan. CVS also runs an insurance plan through Aetna, and then United Healthcare has a different CVS, and Cigna has a different CVS. So a lot of the insurance companies own interest in a PBM, or vice versa. So they're connected. It's called vertical integration, where the people, the insurance companies that pay for it, the PBMs and the pharmacies are all kind of connected together.
I was in Texas recently, and I thought I saw a CVS clinic in a store when that really got my attention, because that got me to thinking, well, wait a minute now, it's the pharmacy, it's the clinic, it's a pharmacy benefit manager. Talk about vertical integration. It's sounding like, and I'm a communications major from UNO, sound like the old thing with the movie companies owned the theaters, owned everything else.
Right. And so, yes, in fact, you have CVS and several other Walgreens that I go to does have its own little clinic where they give vaccinations and things of that sort. That's obviously in competition with the urgent cares and the primary care doctors. But again, yeah, they you go in there, they prescribe you the vaccine, and they sell it to you, then they give it to you and charge you for giving it to you.
So is there a doctor?
That's not related to the PBM.
No, I understand that. But I get that. But it got my attention when I saw it, and it didn't say, you know, come and get your vaccination. It said clinic. So I presume they had either a physician or a physician's assistant there or something, one of these nurse practitioners or something?
A nurse practitioner, most likely. What they usually have there.
So when it comes to the Dub, we're having a little bit of a problem here. We got a little technical issue. I'm going to put you on hold for a second. Tim's going to talk to you, and we'll try to straighten it out to see what's going on, because I want to hear what you have to say, and I think it's important. It is not too late to win tickets to the next Saints game when the Black and Gold take on the New York Giants in the Caesars Superdome on October 5th. That's coming up this Sunday. You can score two premium tickets to the game, plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group, open bar, premium liquor, all-you-can-eat buffet from celebrity chef Aaron May, all overlooking Champion Square. Winning's easy. Go to WWL.com/contest. Enter one time every day for your chance to win Saints-Giants tickets from Saints Radio WWL. You can do it today, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. So good luck. Let's hope you win that. Back with Dub Lane, a professor of economics.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nixon Finance at UNO, he's our go-to guy when it comes to pharmacy benefit managers. So, you know, CVS went on a massive lobbying campaign when this happened at the end of the session last year. It didn't pass. Because people, I don't know if they understood what they were talking about or not, but what is the landscape likely to look like after this legislative session? Dub, can they do anything about it?
Well, again, I mean, what CVS really did, they said, well, we'll just close all of our pharmacies. Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, CVS is the biggest pharmacy in the state, so that made a lot of people unhappy. I don't know that they would close their pharmacies, to be honest with you. But again, we're just one little state, and so CVS is not good. CVS would rather fight, you know, our state legislature, instead of closing their pharmacies all across the country or selling their interest in the pharmacies they've got. So, you know, this is a case where I don't know that Louisiana is going to win this one. This probably, if we're going to do anything here, this probably needs to be federal legislation.
And we're not likely to see that, are we?
No, because it's very, very hard to say, because I mean, I don't know what political power the PBMs have. I'm sure that they make a lot of money. I was looking into this a little bit more and was thinking of some things that, you know, the problem is, one of the problems with them is they have several ways of making money, and that they can charge the pharmacy one price I mean, they may get the price from the physician, from the manufacturer, and then they charge one price to the insurance company and one price to the patient at the pharmacy, and they can kind of keep the spread in between those. And nobody knows what that is. And that can be different from different things. They also have this problem. They can, because they get the percentage they keep is a percentage of the price of the drug, they can force, generics into a higher tier where the patient has to pay more for them, even though the generics are cheaper, because they want them to buy the name brand drugs that have the higher price, because PBMs make more money off the name brand drugs. So there's a lot of things that are very suspicious about the way they operate. And, you know, policy change that I saw that made the most sense is to make PBMs do one thing, charge a price to use their services, you know, for the health insurances, because the health insurance companies need PBMs. They can't negotiate with 100 different pharmacies. Mm-hmm. I mean, 100 different pharmaceutical manufacturers, and the PBMs do that for them, and negotiating with the pharmacy. So the PBMs play a role, but they just have too much possibilities of doing things that raise the prices either to the insurance company, which gets passed along the premiums, or to the patient at the pharmacy. And the other, the big group is they tend to be squeezing out the small family-owned pharmacies.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that, too. I was at church yesterday and noticed on the back of the bulletin a mom-and-pop pharmacy that was operating. I don't know how, in this day and age, anybody would either want to get into a mom-and-pop pharmacy or that is sustainable. Thoughts?
Well, again, there's some, obviously, some locally where that seems to affect a lot. It's in smaller towns where Walgreens doesn't want to open up a pharmacy there, and then the little family pharmacy is the only thing they have. Mm-hmm. And they have no bargaining power. And so they really have the squeeze put on them. Yes.
When it comes to, I don't know, this whole healthcare debate, and is this anything that's on the attention of the federal government at all?
There's talk going on. I mean, there's a lot of interest right now in this, and I haven't seen there's a couple of legislations. Ron Wyden's got some stuff out there, and so does Bernie Sanders. There's a couple of people out there that are raising some issues at the federal level. And I think that's what we really need to have, is that like a little state like us, we're not going to get anything. I can pretty much guarantee you that.
So if I'm on a train and I'm looking out the window and I'm trying to figure how we got here, pharmacy benefit managers originally were to negotiate the price down. Then they realized the money that they were saving and they kept it for themselves. Am I accurate there?
No, they just build a hole. I mean, like in almost anything you buy has wholesalers, right? Mm-hmm. Manufacturers don't often sell directly to the retailers. So it's in almost every type of manufacturing, there are wholesalers that buy from the manufacturers and then negotiate and ship it to the retailers. And so they're really a type of wholesaler.
So
what makes it different than in just a traditional one is that it's not just the manufacturer and the retail outlets involved, which is in this case the manufacturer and the pharmacy. We have a third party, which is the one that's paying for it, is the health insurance.
So,
and I can tell you, I know I have friends in the health insurance industry. They really hate the PBMs.
But
I feel like that there's a problem there.
But you told me that the health benefit managers came about because the insurance companies couldn't negotiate with all the different drug companies, right? But
yes,
CVS
yes.
created their own yes. PBM, in essence, to negotiate their own prices.
Yeah, I think what happened, I mean, the PBMs existed because the pharmacies can't negotiate with the drug dealers.
Pharmacies, so that's what I meant.
So we really needed the PBM. What happened is that CVS has acquired one of the three big PBMs. They used to be independent. And over time, they've affiliated with the insurance companies like United, Cigna, and with pharmacies like CVS. So those they at one point, they were independent, three independent PBMs. The integration happened by acquiring the big, the insurance companies acquiring them, or them acquiring the insurance companies, or acquiring the pharmacies. I don't remember the order in which that happened. Yeah, but they used to not be tied in and vertically integrated. They used to be independent.
Thank you, Dub. Appreciate it. It's complicated stuff. I understand some of it. Thank you, sir. You did a good job. Walter Dub Lane, Associate Professor of Economics and Finance at my alma mater, UNO. It's Newell's alma mater as well. We'll find out what he's got planned for us when we come back on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.